So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion about Basar Shenesal Me'ayin and relates several cases to illustrate this din. Rav came to Bavel and saw a laxity displayed by people in this halacha and enacted laws to enforce it. The Gemara tells two cases of meat that went without supervision, and in both cases, Rav forbade the use of the meat. The Gemara then relates two cases with bottles of wine that went unattended, and they were permitted only if the owners could see that their seals were left intact. The Gemara relates two more stories, one with a lost piece of roasted meat, one with a lost piece of cheese, each one lost in a public thoroughfare. In each case, the lost items were permitted to be kept, as they were found in the public domain where the owner certainly despaired of ever finding them, and they were permitted to be eaten, as the majority of people in that area were Jews. The Gemara concludes this topic by stating that there were chachamim that announced lost articles that they found in the public domain, even though halachically they were not required to, lefnim mishuras hadin. Zok the Mishnah. Behemish and mitzas mirushalayim van migdal eder ukmidas el chol rach. Animals that were found outside of Yerushalayim for a distance until the city of Migdal Eder, which was a city close to Yerushalayim, or that distance in every direction, Zacharim Oilois, Nekevis Zivchish Lamim. We assume that most animals wandering in the environs of Yerushalayim are Kachem animals, and male animals are designated as Karbonas Oilo, whereas female animals are designated as Karbonas Shlam. Berishayna, Hayim Mashkinin Es Moitzeeha, Achuhu Mevin Esachah. Originally, Bezin would obligate the finder to bring Nesachim with these animals that he found from his own money. And so people stopped retrieving these animals. When Bezin saw what was happening, they instituted a takana, that Nesachim would come from public funds. In fact, there were 7 takanas that Chacham instituted, and this was the first of the 7. The other 6 were, a non-Jew who sent a carbon oila and sent with it the requisite Nesachim, we allow his Nesachim to be offered. If he did not bring Nesachim with his carbon, we bring the Nesachim from public funds. A convert who passed away and had animals of Kachem in his possession, the Nesachim are brought from his estate, and if not, they are brought from public funds. If a Kohen Gadol passes away, his Minchas Chavitin that he brings daily is brought from public funds. Kahanim may benefit personally from the salt and from the fires in the Beis HaMikdash. If someone benefited from the ashes of the Paraduma, they are not obligated to bring a Karban Me'ilah. If someone brought birds for a carbon and they became possible, the replacement comes from public funds. Our Mishnah had said that male animals are brought as oilis and females are brought as shlam. The Gemara tries to understand how we are allowed to bring male animals as oilis, as we cannot be sure that these were oilis animals to begin with. Perhaps they were really shlam animals. And how can the suffix shlam be sacrificed as an oila? The Gemara suggests 2 answers, but then refutes them both. Rather, the Gemara explains what must be done is to wait until the animal contracts a mum, and then the kedusha of the animal is transferred to money. 2 animals are then bought in its stead, and one makes a tanai on the 2 animals. If the original animal was an oila, then this oila takes its place, and the second animal will be a shlamin adava. If the original animal was a shlamin, then this shlam takes its place, and the second animal will be an oilas nadava. Reb Zeira gives an alternate answer, saying that it is a tanai bezdin, that lost animals should be able to be brought as oilas, and this would resolve any potential problems of what the animal was intended for originally. The Gemara now discusses the mitzvah of Minchas Chavit, which was a flour offering brought daily by the Kohen Gadol. Asir se'efa soilas mincha tamid, machtzisa ba'boiker u'machtzisa ba'erev. While the carbon was in Nisarin, it was not brought as a half in Nisarin in the morning and a half in the evening, but rather a holy Nisarin is brought and then divided in half. Regarding this point, our Maram disagree. Rebbechnen holds that the Kohen Gadol halved the Isarin and was then Mekadosh each half, once in the morning and again in the evening. Whereas Rosh Lakish holds that the Holy Isarin is sanctified in the Kli Sharos and only then is it split into 2 halves. Besides the Asir Se'efa brought by the Kohen Gadol, every Kohen on the very first day that he begins his Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash also brings a Mincha offering of Asir Se'efa. The Gemara adds that if either the Kohen Gadol or a new Kohen performs their Avodah without bringing this Asir Se'efa, their Avodah is still kosher. The Asir Se'efa was prepared both Tufine baked and Al Machavas fried. Rabbi Yassir B'Shem Reb Chanina holds that it was first fried and then baked. Rabbi Yassir B'Shem Reb Chanina holds that it was baked and then fried. The machlokes of these 2 amaram is based on how we learn the pasuk. The Tanakhama holds, Tufine teofena na. It should be baked when it is partially ready, which is after frying. Whereas Rebbe holds, teofena na. It should be baked when it looks nice, and after frying the mincha becomes black from the frying. Reb Deisa Omer Tefen Ariba. Reb Deisa holds that the Asir Seif is baked, fried, and then baked again.